This week's brought the harsh reality of social isolation into focus for Hawaii's businesses. State unemployment filings are now equal to about a third of Hawaii's workforce. Businesses with fewer than 500 employees make up 99% of all businesses here. And so the impact of COVID-19 suppression is particularly acute. We'll hear now from Hawaii's largest human resources service provider to get an inside look at what businesses are going through.
Hawaii is no doubt the most economically impacted state in the country, even though the incidence of coronavirus here is quite low.
Ben Godsey is president and CEO of ProService Hawaii. He bought the human resources company 15 years ago and says now in Hawaii, construction, landscaping, distribution, and some medical businesses are continuing, but many others have shut down or are facing operating losses of 20 to 90%.
Our economy really depends on social interactions, whether that's a restaurant or a retail store or an entertainment business, a hospitality company. Overall, my guess is the economy is down 30% from where it was a month ago on a run rate basis.
Godsey advises 2,500 businesses across the state, most with around 20 employees. He says businesses need to turn off non-employee expenses and turn down employee expenses through layoffs, furloughs, or reductions in hours.
Personnel is always going to be the biggest expense. Think about how do you protect the core of your business, the expertise that you need to run it, and then how do you maintain the flexibility so that when your business picks back up, you'll be able to have the staff to thrive again and to take advantage of the opportunities when those reemerge.
Some 230,631 jobless claims have been filed since March 1st. That amounts to more than a third of Hawaii's workforce.
The typical small business has anywhere from a week to a month worth of available funds. They don't have a long runway until they completely run out of cash. Most small employers, many have mortgaged their house or have personally guaranteed their business, and they're facing bankruptcy. So it's not just their family, but it's their employees that depend on them.
The New York Times reports the SBA's $349 billion Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses may be exhausted. For employees, Godsey says CARES Act funding should provide an extra $600 per week unemployment compensation for an additional 13 weeks, with benefits also for gig workers and self-employed.
But 2,500 miles of ocean can be a really big asset if we were to get rid of the virus. If we do get rid of it, I think that our state will have the opportunity to open back up once there are fast tests for the virus and really have a robust recovery. If we do not eliminate it and it continues to circulate in the community, I think that there's a significant risk that we go through a very long period of recessionary conditions, and by that, at least a year.
We've been talking with Ben Godsey, president and CEO of ProService Hawaii. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.